Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli forces will enter Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. Hamas officials are expected to respond to the proposed ceasefire deal later this week, one that US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called extraordinarily generous from Israel. Mr. Blinken spoke to media earlier this morning ahead of another visit to Israel.
Our focus right now is on getting a ceasefire and hostages home. That is the most urgent thing, and it's also, I think, what is achievable because the Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise, and now it's on Hamas.
Well, earlier I spoke to our correspondent in Tel Aviv, Sarah Coates, and started by asking about the impact of the latest comments from Benjamin Netanyahu.
He was speaking out after a number of meetings. He was speaking about this potential Rafah operation down in that southern city where some 1.3 million internally displaced Palestinians are sheltering. And this is an area, of course, of great international concern. But Netanyahu has come out to say that this operation will happen, whether there's a deal or not. He said that we will continue until absolute victory and achieve all of the stated goals of the war, including defeating Hamas. Now, it's important to say that Israel firmly believes that the last four Hamas battalions are actually stationed in Rafah. And this is really why there's so much drive by the Israelis to get in there and achieve these goals. So certainly this is very concerning, given that this hostage deal is now on the table with fears that this could now derail it.
And Antony Blinken, he's on his seventh visit. What are we expecting from him? He's staying there for the duration, is he?
Yeah, so he's expected to land here in Tel Aviv in the next couple of hours. We do understand he's got a few meetings lined up with senior Israeli officials. He'll certainly be speaking about this hostage and ceasefire deal that is on the table that Hamas is right now looking over. Also, of course, I think one of the main things that he'll be really wanting to know are Israel's plans as to what it actually expects to do down in Rafah and how it expects to get these 1.3 million internally displaced people out. Still, it's important to add that there has been no plan released by Israel as to how this should happen. All we've heard really in the last few months is that there would be these humanitarian islands, that's what Israel is calling it, set up in the center of the strip to house these people. But certainly it appears that not much work has been done on these islands, and it's unclear as to how these people should get there.
Just finally, Sarah, there's been some news out of the International Criminal Court around possible war crime charges against Israel and Hamas. What can you tell us about that?
Certainly, there's a lot of fear here in Israel that a number of senior officials may actually have arrest warrants issued against them. These include the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, also the Defence Minister, Yoav Gallant, and the IDF Chief of Staff, Hotzi Halevi. Now, this is over what could be perceived as too much of a heavy response to Hamas, to Gaza, after the October 7 atrocities, also not letting enough aid into the Gaza Strip. Now, if this does happen, what it could do is really severely damage Israel's political and military leadership. Israel's also reportedly very concerned that this could spark a wave of anti-Semitism around the world. And there are also fears within the global community that it could see Israel also back away from this hostage deal that's currently in the works, given that it could take some of the pressure off Hamas to then agree. Now, Netanyahu did deliver a video message on this just a couple of hours ago. He said it would be a scandal on a historical scale. It would be unprecedented, an anti-Semitic hate crime. And he's urging world leaders to come out against the reported plan, saying that it would harm all democracies around the world. So certainly expecting potentially some movement on this in the coming days.
That was our correspondent, Sarah Coates, speaking to us from Tel Aviv.